Now, I want to reflect with you on the gospel. Again, it's short. At this dawn mass, it's only about 7 or 8 lines, all about the shepherds. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this Rima, this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they believe. You see, this is where faith comes through hearing. Now, it's not always an angel that comes, but you come, you're the preacher, and through you, people can hear the word of God and then act on it. You know? And so it says here, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see what happened, what's gone on there, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste. See, they're simple people. They're not worried about dignity. They're worried about seeing what the angels told them. I don't know why it reminds me. I think he was a very good guy. I was sitting right behind the bus driver in Jerusalem. A great one of those great big buses. And they were driving it down a road. You wouldn't think that even the street was wide enough for the bus, much less for the cars going the other way. And he's driving this great big bus. And we started to chat. And I said, "I need notes three. I'm a Christian." So he's driving this bus and he says, "Who Yeshua, this Jesus, Echad Mimenu, he's one of us." And then he became a Christian. And I said, "You're not too heavy into theology." He said, "No, I don't bother with that stuff." See, the shepherds were like that. You know, if an angel comes and tells me, I'm going to go find out. Do you see? We can get so complicated in our faith that we don't get it. And these fellas, it will be another instance of faith in a moment, but when Our Lady starts to ponder these things, compare them. So they went and they found the Holy Family. They went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. They saw it. When they saw this, then they made known what had been told them about this child. Can you just, I said, many of you, I'm sure, have been there. When I used to live and teach at the École Biblique in Jerusalem, after our midnight mass, which was over about 1:30 or 2, and after, I think, a cup of coffee, and, you know, we would walk through the desert down to Bethlehem. It's about 8 miles. And we'd celebrate mass there in Shepherd's Field at the Church of the Shepherds, you know, the Migdal Eder, the Tower of the Flocks, you know. It was quite exciting to do that. Then we didn't walk home, we took the bus home. But it was lovely to do that, you see. So they went. It weren't not that far for them. It wasn't 8 miles, you know, because we're in Jerusalem and they're in Bethlehem already. We're out at this Migdal Eder. They're out there at the place where they kept their flocks at night. And so when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about the child. They're going to tell everybody about this. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. Now, one of the things we could do as we analyze this text to preach on it is look at the number of times there is communication. The angels tell the shepherds. The shepherds go there and they tell everybody, including Mary and Joseph, who learn from them things they didn't know. And so, you see, but Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And then they returned, glorifying God. Now, I want to try to spend a few minutes on this activity of Mary. It says, Mariam panta suniteri tarimata. Mary kept all these things. She listened to everything they were saying because it concerned the Messiah. See, who yearned for the Messiah more than Mary? Some of the fathers of the church actually say it was the power of her desire that brought the word of God down, which is poetic talk, but it's beautiful talk. Did you ever think of what her heart was like? She pondered the scriptures. She saw these texts, you know, and there's so many. Oh, that you would open up the heavens and come down. Oh, come down, my Lord. Not only because we're still an oppressed people, and you can see your people under this Roman occupation. They're not worshiping you. They're not paying attention to you. They're not honoring you. Most of us are not doing that. Come down. Bring your salvation. O Almighty God. Now he comes, the angel speaks, and all of a sudden, she learns something. Not clearly yet. God speaks, you see, about a child to be conceived in her womb who shall be called Son of the Most High. So he's God. But God sent the message about God. Now, that's what it means she pondered. We'll be there in a moment. But ponder means the word actually in Greek is symbarousa, to throw together, literally, to take what she's experiencing and compare it with the scriptures. Can you imagine all the texts of Bat Zion that are ringing in her head? She heard a lot of them when Gabriel said, Gili Miriam, rejoice. That's from Zephaniah 3. Rejoice, daughter of Zion. She knew right away there was something going on here. See, so now she's given birth to this child. And as we say in the preface, the Savior's birth increased the mother's love for you. I hold him now. This is my child. And yet, he's the Messiah. Somehow, he's deeply connected with God. Maybe already by his spiritual intuition, she knew he was God. See? So the shepherds are coming and say, these angels came and they sang, glory to God. They said it was going to be born for us a Savior. Like the emperor, you know. I have you great good tidings of great joy for all the people. The good tidings, I've done this before, the good tidings are the Evangelia. I bring you the Evangelion, for today is born for you, you see, a Savior. All those words, the good news, the birth, Savior, they're all, as I pointed out, on that inscription talking about the birthday of the emperor. He's the Savior because he brings about the stable GNP. Is that all there is? Is that salvation? No. It's eternal life. And to preach this text like that, to raise our people. Remember I said the first Sunday of Advent. Have everybody write out the three things they hope for. And so here we have, kept these things, pondering them in her heart, that is, listening intently and comparing that with what she knows from Scripture. That's what we're supposed to do. You see, ponder. Symbolisa means to throw together, literally, to put together, to compare. See, pondering is the way it's usually translated. Ponder, we don't have a good word, that's why. But how did she ponder? She listened to the word of God. And she pondered the meaning of the promise. Huh? And she treasured these words, these things, communication again. You see? And so, between first our Lord for 40 days instructed the disciples, then our Lady instructed them and told them all these things. And what she had learned by pondering. Do you see how important it is that we ponder? Those of us who've been entrusted with the preaching ministry. What does it mean that God became incarnate? That this child, held by this young woman in this place in Bethlehem, is the living, eternal Son of God. And the Word was made flesh. And so we have in this tiny text, you see, an example. And throughout history, how many times has Our Lady herself gone to shepherds? La Salette, if I'm not mistaken. Bernadette, I don't know if she was a shepherd or not, but she was. And Fatima. She likes shepherds, you know? And they do have a quality. They were just starting to fade out when I lived in Israel, but you could still see them on the mountains, you know? And they care about those sheep. You know, I mean, they're going to make money on them, but it's more than that. There's a kind of a, because they are the dumbest animals in the world and the most helpless. That's why we're called sheep. You see? So these guys, they're making their living by watching these sheep, which probably belong to somebody else. These are poor people. Their job is to watch these sheep. And if one gets lost, they have to pay out of their salary. Problem. So they're not, but they're worthy of an angel's visit. So what do you have to be worthy? Just have no tickets on yourself. You know, just let the hard knocks of life keep you humble. And don't get to be a big shot. But love God. Love God. You see, this mutual self-revelation. I reveal myself to God the Father, and He reveals Himself to me. You see? That's prayer. And it's this prayer of simplicity. If we can learn to pray an hour a day, bringing the scriptures with us, but not just reading the Bible, and letting these realities hit us, you know? And sometimes with the help of a good commentary, it's not too complicated and not too rationalistic. Most of them are one or the other or both. But to help us so that we enter into this reality and we're touched by it. Just help your people imagine this scene, these guys coming, and there they all are, and they're talking about these angels, and Mary and Joseph are there. Mary's holding this child, who is the Son of God. Amen.